Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting second. The second baseman, Ollie Marquard. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Van Camp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Rye. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Durham. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards first. Van Camp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Van Camp reaches third base with a triple. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Miller reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein misplays the ball. That's an error on Rhein. Miller moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham juggles the ball. That's an error on Durham. Miller scores. McNair scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mahaffey moves to second. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Van Camp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Rye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rye hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rein moves to second. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0-for-1 in the game. Marquard strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Marquard out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Sweeney now playing first base. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Rye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rye is 0-for-1 in the game. Rye hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Fox reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Boley reaches third base with a triple. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mahaffey strikes out. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rhine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0 for 2 in the game. Marquard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marquard moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Marquard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Rye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rye is 0 for 2 in the game. Rye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Ed Durham. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Klein now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rhein hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0 for 3 in the game. Marquard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Marquard moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-3 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mahaffey moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mahaffey moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-4 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Rye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rye is 0-for-3 in the game. Rye hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Oliver reaches third base with a triple. Rye goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Athletics. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver scores. One out. It's 5-2, Athletics. Otis Miller pinch hits for Bob Klein. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rhine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Rhine reaches second base with a double. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 Athletics. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Ollie Marquard. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rhine scores. Rothrock moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sweeney moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-4 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Rothrock scores. Sweeney scores. Webb moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.